This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. After a first round of overheating and burning phones and then a second round of replacements for those overheating and burning phones that started overheating and burning themselves, Samsung has decided enough is enough with its one-time flagship Galaxy Note 7 smartphone. Production has been stopped, and now what happens? For that, we've got our senior tech correspondent, Molly Wood, right here in the studio with me in San Francisco. Hey, Molly.
Hello, Kai.
I know, like face-to-face. It's amazing, right?
You're right there.
I'm here. You're there. This thing with the Samsung Note 7, are you kidding me?
Yeah, it's really bad.
So, first of all, how bad is it? Is it like company crisis bad?
I mean, Samsung's smartphone line pretty much pays for a lot of the other stuff that they do, the R&D, the other lines, the other electronics. And they've already lost, as we know, about $17 billion right. in value. That is not including the future revenue, which could top $10 billion. And then, of course, there's the worst case scenario, which is that this ends up tainting not just the Samsung mm-hmm. name, but the Galaxy line. There are other Galaxy phones. They're ramping up production of the Galaxy S7, not the Note.
Yep.
People aren't going to know the difference.
I was at a thing this morning and somebody looked at my colleague's phone and said, wait a minute, is that one of those that burns up? And she's like, no, it's not. It's one of the fine ones. And I'm like, you know what? If that's the conversation we're having, it's almost too late. There are, however, companies rubbing their hands together with glee at this, maybe not glee, but some satisfaction at this news. Apple, of course, but also Google, right, who picked the moment to get into this space with the Pixel.
It is remarkable timing on Google's part. I mean, I also have to say I think Apple dodged a bit of a bullet because they put out a phone that people weren't that excited about because of the headphone jack.
Right.
People were feeling the iPhone 7 was maybe not as thrilling as it could have been. So they're in a good position now because they're the default.
Yep.
Alternative purchase. And then, of course, Google just got into the market with a premium smartphone that competed directly with that Galaxy line. The Pixel's coming out just in time mm-hmm. to fill the void for Android shoppers who really want a nice high-end phone and don't know where else to turn.
Mm-hmm. What does Samsung do from here? Do they get back? Can they get back?
You know, this feels like one of those things that could potentially be fatal to at least the smartphone line. I would be surprised if they can revive the Galaxy mm-hmm. lines of phones. I think that they regroup, they shut everything down, not just production of this one phone, and they have to come back with a strong rebrand and some sort of really, really powerful marketing campaign because this is a tough hill to climb.
There is also this issue of all those zillions of phones out there. They have customers. Is it on Samsung now to fix that, or is it on AT&T and T-Mobile and the carriers?
I mean, I think it's on Samsung, and I think that's the crucial first step to rebuilding that trust. Samsung has to come out and say to both its carrier partners and its customers, we are on it. We will come to your house and get this phone. We will do whatever it takes to get this out of your hands and keep you safe.
Except that the replacement phone didn't work out so well.
Oh, yeah. It's not even about replacements anymore.
Yeah. Right? Oh, no.
It's give them a credit. I mean, they need to go take all the steps that Volkswagen took, basically.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe pay people.
Except better.
Maybe pay people to bring those phones back. I mean, they have got to get them back in-house, out of people's hands. Otherwise, this just lingers on. A month later, you got another phone exploding, and it's just a slow-motion disaster.
Molly Wood, she is our senior tech correspondent right here with me in the studios at KQED. Thanks, Molly.
I'm right here. It's my pleasure.